Hello and welcome. How's it going? As always, Nate Mumford, Director of Sales Engineering here at RCS, alongside Dawn Newberry. Joining us today, she's our Acquira specialist, and we're here today to talk about the Acquira accounts receivable and transactions workflow. That's one of the beauty about Acquira is you have from the sales perspective, with the sales representatives adding essentially their contracts into the system. You have traffic managers who are essentially scheduling all of those spots. And then you have, of course, accounts receivable in the mix as well. And that's what we're going to talk about today with the accounts receivable and transactions. As you know, we always get a little housekeeping out of the way as well. It's hard to believe, Dawn, but it's like, you know, conference season's back already for 2024. We're going to be at NRB. I believe that is the 20th. And then from there, it's going to be, let's see here, we're going to be at CRS the week after that. We're in Paris this week right now, and we got a lot more great events, of course, and NAB coming up in April as well. So always check out our Facebook page and our social media presence. That's on there too. And of course, we have our chat open, right? So you can always check us here. You can see there, we have our chat open. Check us on the road, NRB February 20th, 23rd, CRS 28th through March 1st. And again, we have, YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, X, which is formerly Twitter and all that good stuff. We're here broadcasting live as well. So any questions from myself or Dawn, we're here to help answer those questions for you live in real time. Love it. Love it. So good to see RCS on the road as well. And one final note too, don't forget, we also have our past videos are on our archive, rcsworks.com/rcs-live. I was just telling Dawn during our Christmas party, I joked that I have 150 of these videos online free for you on our YouTube and Facebook pages. So check those out. But let's dive right into it. Dawn, let's talk about Acquira and let's talk about the accounts receivable and transactions page. So first things first, we're looking at the left-hand explorer. We're under accounts receivable and we have our transactions displayed over here. So very briefly, what are transactions in the everyday Acquira workflow?
Well, the transaction, hey, Nate, how you doing? transactions are just that, all the transactions for your accounts. Acquira has a fully functional accounts receivable module. It's got, mm-hmm. You can see the transactions, payments, invoices, all the things that you have to do in a day to process your AR items. But the transactions are just that, the listing of what you have. So if you need to jump into transactions, you're looking for something specific, mm-hmm. You can go in, you can choose the dates. I've got mine set way back for these purposes, but you mm-hmm. can go in and change the year and so forth and pick that. And then once you have that, you see that they all display. Mine have been set to sort first by type. This mm-hmm. is customizable. Somebody else might want to see it by account. Mm-hmm. You have the ability to do that. So that's kind of cool.
But in case you're curious, that is the behavior. Anywhere you see that drag there in Acquira, that's the way to isolate that filter. Sorry, Dawn, keep going.
Oh, no, that's cool. Yeah, you can customize it so that I see this, but somebody else might see something different. Mm-hmm. So when I'm in here, I see the invoices. I can kind of collapse this, and these are the transactions that you can post in Acquira, invoices, journals, mm-hmm. and payments. So I want to look at all these. Let's say I want to search for a particular account. Mm-hmm. I can do that. I find this guy. I get all his information. I can sort by advertiser if I choose to do that. Mm-hmm. I can sort by, an invoice number.
Yeah.
And I find that easy enough. I can also search for transaction amounts. So let's say I'm really right now just looking for, anything that is 5,000 to maybe 10,000 in here.
Yeah.
That's outstanding. I can do that.
And this is really important, Dawn, not to interrupt you, but this is really important because look at all these different fields you can search for, because obviously if you're in the transaction window, we're working trying to find a specific transaction. So for example, if let's say in this example, Candy Box, there was an issue like with a journal entry or something like that. We need to make an adjustment on a transaction or an invoice. You might think to yourself, okay, well, I know there's an issue with Candy Box with this invoice number. or maybe you don't have the invoice number, you know that it was an invoice that had the range of, let's say, $1,000 to $5,000. Those filters allow you to essentially find that invoice very quickly than searching through all of your invoices from past history.
Right. Absolutely. You're correct. And a lot of accounting people will use this screen at the end of their month when they're trying to close the month. They may want to go in before they post invoices or when they're finished with payments and maybe take a look. You could exclude zero. So I really just want to look at what is outstanding.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you can exclude zero and see that. Then if you see some particular items that you want to take a look at, like this one, for example, this is a journal. Mm-hmm. It's still open. So I can see here, this is the amount of all the invoices for this particular time frame. This is the amount that's been allocated. And this is what's still outstanding for invoices. And then the journals. And then you'll see the same thing for the payments. I have $130 credit that I need to use. I could look here and say, okay, here's this payment. What did this go to? I can click that and I can see really quickly those two invoices or what the payment was allocated to. So I can
and there's,
see
of course, the total to the very bottom as well. So the absolute totals are at the bottom there.
Right. Yes. And if I need to take a look at this, a more detailed look at this transaction, I can certainly click on it. And I can see here it was the $6,000. It's all allocated. And then this tells me where it went. I can see these items. If for some reason I need to unallocate it to a specific item, I can do that. It doesn't change the balance. It doesn't change anything other than maybe I need to allocate it to this particular item. I can do that as well.
Now, you and I have had this conversation a couple times and you're laughing, I know. Allocation. So could very briefly, what does allocation mean in the world of Acquira and accounting?
So when I allocate something, I have an item like an invoice that is outstanding and I get the payment in. I need to then assign basically or attach or pay that invoice with that payment. So I'm going to just allocate it, which means I'm going to distribute it to one item, several items, so forth.
You can do all of this inside of Acquira.
Yes, everything that you need to do. You can also do advanced allocations, which I'll look at that in payments. Mm-hmm. That's how transactions basically work. If you want to, you know, just get a brief idea of what's in your system and what you need to do, and then I can move on to, say, a payment. And I want to enter a payment. I'll choose the date. You can enter it. It's going to default to the day that you're in. You can enter a payment for the current accounting month that's open, but you can also enter it for March. So let's say it was March the 3rd and I still have February open, the accounting period, because I'm running reports and doing all that. I can at least continue business and put in my March payments if I wanted to do that.
So the idea of the advanced allocation is that they're essentially paying a bill ahead of time before it's done.
Right. And I'll touch on the advance allocation. This is a typical payment.
Okay.
I'm going to be able to choose what type it is. And this is customized when you set up the system, whatever types of payments you want. You can see here, check. I get check number up here. If I choose credit card, this is customized as well. I wanted the card type and expiration date, but you can choose whatever you like for that.
But makes sense, Edgar? Any questions, Edgar? Let us know.
I can enter, say, the check number. I can put in whatever I want for the description. The reference fields, I can certainly put in what I want here. If I wanted to just, I don't know, copy and paste something.
Your reference.
Yeah. Well, and I was going to say that kind of sounds funny, but that is really for the client. So when they get their statement, more reference replies to your, as in, you know, the clients, they would see this information to know what it was if you put the invoice number and so forth. Then you choose the station or the company that this is going to be allocated to. You choose the sales rep that's on the account, and then you just enter the amount. So I'll just enter the payment. It's going to be $3,500.
She's very happy.
Yeah. I can then either individually allocate it here, or I can unallocate, or I can have Aquara just from the top down allocate this money.
And of course, the reason why you would have line by line versus total is because you might have multiple campaigns from the same client. So depending on when that campaign is running, you might have something like very simply put, you can have, let's say, a football package. You can have a generic advertising and maybe some make goods or whatever it is. And when they make a payment, that under the year reference, whatever it is, that could be I'm paying my football package, right? And I'm going to allocate that. But of course, from accounting purposes, that's not going to be assigned to everybody. It's going to be paid to the football package contract campaign.
Exactly. Exactly. And they'll turn it in and say, hey, pay this invoice, and you can do that. Mm-hmm. We do have advanced. This is the advanced allocations. I say that this is kind of a theoretical allocation because you can only allocate to a transaction, which mm-hmm. would be an invoice or a journal. Here in advanced allocations, I have this payment in and I have a contract that is in for February. So let's say this was an advance payment for February. The client says, here, I'm going to pay February in advance. I can't go ahead and allocate that to an invoice because I can't invoice.
It's not done yet.
Until the month is over. So I go in here and I take this contract and I say allocate. So theoretically, I'm allocating it to the contract that's going to become an invoice. And so what happens, because I've checked that box, at the end of the month, when all these logs are reconciled and I go to invoice and I invoice this one, the system is going to then automatically take this payment and allocate it to the invoice that was created so that I don't have to go back in and individually allocate any payments. It just happens.
And so I laugh, by the way, Dawn, because every time we do this, I'm always like, what client pays their bill a month ahead of time in full?
Yeah, that's rare.
That's the dream right there.
Right, exactly. Not in commercial radio too often. But also, we have this notes field here. So let's say I might put prepayment for February. This is just a way to keep up with things. If there are multiple people in the accounting department mm-hmm. and they see a particular payment, they might be like, is there something on here? What do I need to know about this? And you can click on the notes and see that. I have one client and they regularly go in and update things, you know, on the notes. So it's really useful.
Yeah. Especially if it's multiple users, right? That's the idea. If it's just you by yourself, you know, you can use just basic everyday Aquara fields, but if you have multiple users, that note tab is a really helpful internal workflow.
Right. And then you can just post that payment and you're done. You can post multiple payments if you want, and you get this sheet, and then you could have the batch. So if you're posting 10 payments today, you put them all in, and then you have that batch.
Which is good if you're at the end of the month, right? Because in theory, if you're doing that end of the month collections and all that stuff, you can go boom, 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 and post all of them, right?
Right. And then you have the invoices, which of course is just going to post your invoices for the month. And you would just go in, you choose the date, and all those invoices come up. If for some reason there is a problem and something hasn't been reconciled or handled properly, you would get this message to know, oops, I don't
and
want
that
to do
should
that.
Be a notification for you to be, hey, heads up, you have some stuff that needs to be handled before you do this step.
Right. And for these purposes, I'm going to go ahead and bring up the invoices. All you do simply is check the ones that you want to post. Mm-hmm. You can, again, here's this area that you can sort it by different items. If you wanted to just post for the end of the month for broadcast billing, you could do that and just get those. Or you can post at the complete end of the month and get any billing frequency that you want.
And I know we got about a couple minutes here left to go for time here. And I know we have some questions open too if you want. So Darren, if you have any questions, let us know. But that's a really important step. I don't know if you can go back or not, Dawn. You don't have to, you don't want to. But the filter aspect is, you know, when you work in this window, it's made to work with you, not against you. And so, for example, you saw what Dawn just did with the billing frequency. she was doing her invoices based on what she wanted. So she filtered her results the way she wanted to as well. And so depending on what you're doing with your invoicing, if you're doing it, let's say every week you're doing your invoicing or just the end of the month, whatever that is, you know, she's freely, you know, building this filter in, out, and then selecting those posts as well. So really, you know, this window is made to work with you, especially that filtering option. But I know for invoices specifically, it's really, really helpful to kind of say, hey, it's doing my end of month billing, take all the ones that I need, filter by the things that I need, click, 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 post, and call it a day. Sorry, Dawn, keep going.
No, that's cool. And then once you do that, you know, you can go in, because I know we're running out of time, and close your month.
Yep.
Once you post it, if there's a problem and you see that maybe you forgot to post some invoices or some came in late, it's going to tell you you need to still invoice. If I still need to reconcile logs before I close. So this is just a good catch for accounting to call traffic and go, hey, I can't close. You got to do some stuff.
So let's go back to transactions. We'll do a little review here of what we talked about today. And thank you so much for the time, Dawn. I love your expertise on the acquirer side of things. So again, from one single seat, we can have the sales rep go put in their contracts and proposals. Traffic managers can approve those contracts and plot the spots. And then from accounts receivable perspectives, that's a mouthful, they can look at their transactions, their payments, their invoices, and journals. And essentially, you know, just really handle the business side post schedule in the accounting world. So the transactions will show all of your invoices, your journals, your payments. We're going to save journals for the next acquire session, Dawn, because that's a great one as well. And again, as you can see here, a lot of filters to work with you in this space. You can put your transactions in, your invoices in. And of course, we have a closed current month option as well to really kind of some checks and balances in the software, making sure you're doing the right thing and making sure you're not going to go and work too far ahead with some outstanding fields or contracts or spots that need to be addressed as well. So really great stuff, Dawn. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Is there anything else that I forgot in the summary that you wanted to mention that I might have missed?
No, that was it. And I would like to, you know, do another one, and we'll look at journals and we'll look at the things like e-billing and invoice export and those types of things.
If only there was, I don't know, somewhere, Dawn, you can go with past videos of all of the Acquira stuff, which is rcsworks.com/rcs-live. All of our videos are there. If you click on a video or a blog section, there's a search option there for you too to search previous videos. You can just type in Acquira or a specific topic. Those will pop up for you too as well. So, hey, Dawn, thank you so much for the time. I really do appreciate it. We'll get you on next time. Don't forget, we're doing these the first of the month on Thursdays, covering one of our RCS products and tips and tricks and how-tos, all part of the RCS Live series. Don't forget, we're on the road. I'll see you there too as well. And have a fantastic rest of your day, Dawn. Thank you so much. We'll see you in a bit.